Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday, and how appropriate. It is also the 8th day of May, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 2200-29 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you'll have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the climate basin. Would be a nice day if it wasn't for the goddamn poison they're spraying on us. That being said, evidently the Israelis withdrew the United States from the treaty with Iran just a little while ago through their proxy, Donald Trump. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages. Well, as soon as we return, we don't have any sponsors.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer to get you undone. Say love. Satan on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, like I said, they're coming in, the international carpet bagger proxy for the state of Israel, just withdrew the United States from an international agreement with the Iranians. Leading up to this, they kept coming up and saying, they violated the agreement. They haven't violated shit. The inspectors went over there. They are in complete compliance to begin with, okay? Well, they have violated the spirit of it. Well, the spirit of it must be a Jew spirit because it wasn't written down on paper. But by God, you want to know who runs your country, people? Netanyahu runs your goddamn country. I was listening to it, that's coming up there in one of the talking heads. Gas here is at over $3, $3.17 a gallon. Last time I looked, I ain't been down there in a while. $3.17 a gallon, these Stephen sons of bitches. And they're going to make goddamn mints off this sanction. We're going to put sanctions in. Boy, you people, when you're paying $4 or $5 a gallon for gas, you remember who done this to you. Who we have to suffer for the goddamn Israelis. One of the talking heads there on Fox was talking to this Kevin McCarthy, he's a Republican out of California. And she said, the gas is coming up and I guess we're going to get high, there's sanctions and shit. And he goes, well, I represent the people in California. And the people in California got to understand it was the Democrats who put a 12-cent tax on us. Why it's so high? They didn't put a tax on the rest of the nation. Our goddamn gas is going through the roof. This kill us, people. The poorest people are going to hurt the worst, and it's all for our masters in Israel. The dirty son of a bitch, the two-bit carpetbagger, said, Iran is the number one sponsor of terrorism in the world, coming from the mouth. Actually, you know the whole goddamn thing? It was supposed to happen at 11 o'clock my time. It's within 2 o'clock Eastern time. And it was 10 minutes late, and I've been looking, or, you know, I guess there was some mention that Netanyahu was having a problem getting his hand all the way up Trump's ass so that he could work his mouth when he came out on the fucking stage, people. This is an outrage to our people. A foreign government is running our fucking country. Got it? And I'll tell you what, those sons of bitches over at the Micro Effect, those Tory goddamn Judeo-Christians, they're great with it. This is going to be, they're going to be loving this all today. We're going to get to serve their masters, people. Number one state sponsor of terrorism. Bullshit. The America is, get the goddamn calculator out and put the numbers down on a piece of paper. He said that the Iranian regime supports terrorists, proxies, and militias such as Hezbollah and Hamas, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. You create, the United States created freaking Al-Qaeda. That's a fact well known. A proxy? You mean like the proxies that were sent into Libya to overthrow the Libyan government? You mean proxies like the Al-Qaeda that the Americans, the American Al-Qaeda proxies that were sent into Libya to overthrow their government, and the militias and ISIS, ISIL, Nasra, I mean all these shit and things in Syria and all these places. I mean, Iranians cannot even compare to what that goddamn son of a bitch is in that. Well, Israel's actually the number one sponsor of terrorists on this goddamn country, and their proxy is the United States. We're a fucking proxy for a goddamn pisshole in the desert. This is so disgusting. Get ready, people. You're getting ready to, I mean, these Judeo-Christian sons of bitches in this country are getting ready to send your children over to kill the Persians and have the Persians kill them for their Jewish masters that will be your masters. Because, like, goddamn, what am I trying to say here? I'll get it in just a second, because I'm kind of pissed off, in case you didn't realize it. Oh, man, I'll pass that. At any rate, get ready for war. Because the Judeo-Christians, the dirty son of a bitches in this country, the treasonous Tory bastards in this country, have decided that we're going to live under the rule of Israel because that's their interpretation of the Bible. I say we hang every fucking one of them when the time comes to do this, people. Don't leave one of them alive. And anybody wants to get between us and them, kill them. Kill them dead on the spot. You don't have a country. You are a goddamn peon pissant coolie of goddamn Israel. That's all you are. Get that through your heads. And it's all through the acquisition. What did they say? Oh, that same son of a bitch, this Kevin McCarthy, is up there. 57% of the poll shows 57% of the people just think everything's fucking groovy. Well, you know, even if that poll was correct, which it isn't, even if it was an honest poll, which it isn't, 57% of 25%, because you're only polling those traitors who go out and participate in this occupation's orchestrated elections, election productions. So what are you talking about? 12%. 12% of the people just now decided that, goddamn, we're going to be Israeli goddamn coolies. That's all there is to it. And you're going to accept it. Well, I'm not going to accept it. I spit on the Israelis. And I spit on the traitors in this goddamn country that are going along with this shit, the Judeo-Christians. May they rot. Not in hell, but on the goddamn surface of this planet and rot into the goddamn soil so there's something good come from them. They disgust me. Now, let's go on. Let's see what else is going on in conjunction with this bullshit over here. Get ready, people. Get ready, because more war is what you want. You want to kill Persians, and you want to kill goddamn, you want to kill the enemies of your masters, the goddamn Israelis, who run this country. Anybody that tries to tell me different, I'll spit right in their fucking face. I swear I will. They run it. They think they own you and me, that we're just their herd fucking animals. Netanyahu ordered this straight to what's supposed to be your fucking president. What a laugh. Rand Paul, Congress moves to give the president ultimate war powers. Well, what are they doing all this in conjunction for? What do you think, people? Do you think maybe Syria and then goddamn Lebanon and then Jordan and then Iran and Turkey's right on the goddamn menu? Man, we proved that yesterday. They're selling goddamn weapons to the Kurds to shoot up the goddamn Turks, who are supposed to be a NATO ally, but there are no allies in none of this. There's just the Jewish masters and the goddamn goyim slaves. That's all you need to know. Oh, this is from the American Conservative. It was sent in by Brandon Ward for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. In the near future, Congress will debate a new authorization for use of military force, an AUMF. MF indeed. I use the word debate lightly. So far, no hearings have been scheduled and no testimony is likely to be heard unless something changes. That's a sham. That's a shame because this is a serious matter, and this is a deeply flawed authorization for use of military force. We're going to break this down to what it really is. Blatant in your face goddamn insurrection. For some time now, Congress has abdicated its responsibility to declare war. The status quo is that we are at war anywhere and anytime the president says so. So Congress, in a very Congress way of doing things, has a solution. Instead of reclaiming its constitutional authority, it instead intends to codify the unacceptable, unconstitutional status quo. Now, we've talked about these acts, you know, acts of Congress, where they have taken and just seized power over we the people and all our possessions with acts of Congress. Now, even if you want to play this constitutional bullshit game with me, piss on the Constitution, I say. But even if you want to play it, there is only one way that Constitution can be changed. I mean, you can't touch the Bill of Rights. We've discussed that. But the Constitution does have procedures for altering it. And those procedures are that you have to have a Continental Convention, or else you have to have a referendum that goes to all the states, and all the states have to okay it before you could change it, before you could ever change the structure of the government, for instance. What have they done here? They just wrote down on a piece of paper something they called the authorization for use of military force, and they transferred powers from the legislative to the executive branch. Now, can they do that? Is that how the Constitution allows for it to be amended, to be changed? You see, this is how they have destroyed our whole frickin' country. As of some proposed, you know, the documents were written when we looked at the Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers, it was plain and clear. This is what it is, and it can only be changed this way. The Bill of Rights attached, the Bill of Rights can never be touched because of the Ninth Article that says no power can ever be created in the Constitution to touch it. But within the body of the Constitution itself, the separation of powers, the separation of the three branches of government, the executive, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. Now, I guess we just don't even have, it's like they've attacked our Bill of Rights. We don't have to go through this. I mean, the only attempt that they could ever make to touch our Bill of Rights would be through a constitutional convention. But then again, the Ninth Article says no power could ever exist, so they could never touch that one. But the rest of the amendments in the Constitution do not contain a Ninth Article that says they cannot be changed, which is one of the reasons I think they left it that way. But the bottom line here is, they cannot legislate their power. They cannot legislate a change in the Constitution without taking that legislation to each state for ratification. It has to be ratified by a majority of the states, before, just like the Bill of Rights, just like any amendment to the Constitution, even illegal amendments like the Volstead Act. I mean, it was a violation of the Ninth because it affected the people in their personal lives. The Volstead Act was it was one of their first attempts at this thing where we can just do things that you said we couldn't. Well, no, you can't. What you have done here, of course down here they're going to say, unconstitutional. You goddamn right it's unconstitutional. This is an act of insurrection. And to take and to change the structure of the government without the ratification of the majority of states is that goddamn constitution? Are you even not even going to consider the constitution law? That's what they're trying to lay on us here. That's what they're trying to get in our heads here, is that the constitution, this absolute law, the Bill of Rights, the absolute law and the Bill of Rights and the constitution as it was written, well, that ain't law. That's just kind of like some suggestions. It was absolute law. It is absolute law to this day. And they have changed the power. What they have done, they have committed crimes. This is the, that's what we, when you talk about those high crimes and misdemeanors, these are high crimes, people. They cannot legislate just amongst themselves and change the structure of the goddamn documents. It's forbidden within the documents because the flawed as the Constitution is, it does have the provision there for changing the Constitution. And it does not say, well, the legislatures, these sold out son of a bitch and Israeli ass suckers can just sit down and write it down on a piece of paper and it just changes the Constitution. The executive now declares all the wars. They cannot do it. They have to, these people have, failed their offices. They have to vacate those goddamn offices. If you don't want to do what that Constitution says as a congressperson, you have to vacate the office. You don't say, well, no, I think I'm going to do it this away. But this is what, I mean, they're putting this out here, people. This should be enough right here to hang them just with the people who are so obsessed with that Constitution. This should be enough to tell you that the powers have been usurped, period. It is clear upon reading the AUMF, that is the authorization for military force, for unilateral military force, I guess, is what, let me see, what do we say here? Authorization for use of military force put forward by Senators Tim Kaine. Now, didn't Tim Kaine just run as a goddamn, wasn't he with like Clinton's running mate? That little freaky goddamn pervert. You remember him, Tim Kaine? The freaky pervert on the other side. And you got Bob Corker. They're coming together on this. Wonder who this could be to benefit. Who wants to go to war in the Middle East and don't want no goddamn body getting in their way? Who would that be? Our masters over in Israel, could it be? That it gives nearly unlimited power to this or any other president to be at war whenever he or she wants, with minimal justification and no prior specific authority. Throw that fucking, see, I told you that Constitution was gone document, didn't I? Breached beyond repair. And it pisses me off when people keep bringing up the Constitution. Don't bring that Constitution up. I'll spit and piss on that Constitution because that's what it's worth. It's like the people that graze all the hell over the flag. Goddamn, the flag represents the goddamn government. It represents the body of the goddamn founding documents. And but they're pissing on it. They piss on it right here. They're pissing on it right in front of you. But you say, I damn that flag. That flag is representing tyranny. How, we'll make a law, put you in prison for saying anything about our flag. They are pissing on the flag. They are pissed. They've pissed on, they've gotten rid of the Constitution, people. All we have left is the power. Well, not all, but we have all, actually, because all the power is reverted back to we the people. And we stand with our Bill of Rights, and that's all in the hell we have. And you better realize that. These people talking anything else like them dumbasses over there on the goddamn micro effect, those Judeo-Christians, they're going to be good with this too because they want Trump to be able to go over there for the greater glory of Zion, to go over to the goddamn Middle East and kill all the people necessary, get all their goddamn resources, everything going straight to the Jews and everybody else can just be a cow in their goddamn field. That is the truth. Your government is not being run by any constitution. It's being run by some kikes over in Israel. Period. Try to convince yourself it ain't true. He also said, I keep my promises. You promised to remove all the son of a bitches out of this country that came here illegally. You promised to end DACA on day one. No, you keep your promises to the goddamn your international billionaire buddies and to your kite masters. And it ain't even a promise to them. They own your ass, you two-bit goddamn carpetbagger. Okay, that isn't an authorization for use of military force. That isn't Congress reclaiming its constitutional duties. That is a complete rewriting of the role of the executive of the constitutional separation of powers. That what he's saying there is this is a rewriting of the Constitution. And we just went over that. You can't just sit down and write it down on a piece of paper between you and your goddamn, your traitors among you. And just all of you, we agree, let's do it. No. You can, what they're doing, this, I mean, shit, people. Who wants to argue with me that this Constitution isn't breached out of goddamn existence? Breached to the point of no repair. You cannot repair it. You have to start over. It is such a flawed contract. It was so flawed as in the areas of enforcement that it has destroyed. It is self-destructed right in front of our eyes. And it was intentionally flawed because they wanted to come out of it just like they are with the, as a dictatorship over we the people with our rights removed. That's a fact. Tell me it ain't. Look around you and see what you see. The new Kane slash Corker AUMF declares war on at least the following places and people. The Taliban, Al-Qaeda, in the Arabian Peninsula. We've got to separate the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula from the Al-Qaeda working for us in Syria and in Yemen and in Iraq. See, we got to separate those. So we got to be specific on the Arabian Peninsula. ISIS anywhere. Goddamn, what are you talking about? War on ISIS? We are, ISIS is our proxy. I mean, we proved it. I mean, they came out and they passed a law. I mean, they changed the law so that funding ISIS was not a crime anymore because the government was funding ISIS. Do they think we can't remember yesterday? Al-Shabaab, again, one of our proxies in Somalia and elsewhere. Al-Qaeda in Syria. Oh, Al-Qaeda in Syria, but you goddammit, what about the ones with McCain's arms around him? What about the ones you're wanting to send $60 million worth of more equipment to? You mean that Al-Qaeda, or is there some other Al-Qaeda in Syria? Al-Nusra, again, our proxy in Syria. The Haqqana network in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. Look at what they're doing. They're changing the goddamn the structure of your of the government. This is what they're doing. They're doing it without the goddamn ratification of the states, without putting, you know, putting it on paper and sending every, without 51% of the consent of the states. They're just freaking doing it. This is a dictatorship, people. This is in complete violation. That's why don't bring that Constitution up to me. Just don't do it. It is breached beyond repair. It is a dead document. It was so freaking flawed at the beginning. It was built for this. This is exactly what it was constructed by. You know, they always, I always talk about the brilliance of the men who wrote the Bill of Rights, and goddamned if they weren't. These men were just as brilliant, and they wrote it just so that it would come down this way. It was flawed, purposely flawed, so that the day would come when you just say, well, hell with those goddamn amendment procedures in the Constitution. I'm just going to write it down on a goddamn piece of paper, and we now have an international army we're not supposed to have. Yeah, that will back this up. We'll back this signature up. So, goddamn, we're changing the Constitution. We're saying the dictator can go after and attack any goddamn body he wants to. And you know what? This is so blatant and on its face. You know that little prick Brett Berry, that little pimp? He is a, you talk about a pimp. If ever a pimp existed, that little bastard is a pimp. A goddamn media pimp. And they bring this little sorry pimp son of a bitch on there. And again, he's saying, they're in violation. They're not in violation. We just had the goddamn thing come from the inspectors, just like in Iraq. Remember? Can you guys, I see you're not supposed to be able to remember clear back to Iraq. But don't you remember in Iraq, the inspectors came out and said, they're in compliance. We got yellow cake uranium here from Africa. Really, we do. And was that true? No, that was a fucking lie. They want to do this. They want to rerun. They made trillions of dollars. They stole trillions of dollars of our country with this last goddamn thing, with this sham. Blew up a couple of buildings and goddamn blew down the World Trade Center in New York City, then wrote the Patriot Act and goes and attacked a goddamn sovereign country. It hadn't done nothing to us. In fact, their leader was on our CIA payroll for 35 years. Attacked them. Because why? Because that was the orders that came from Jewland. The Jews wanted the Iraqi oil. Remember when we're going out? You're going to get all the oil, man. It's going to be a great deal for you. Not to mention, why did you declare war? We're going, why did you declare war on Iraq? Well, because weapons of mass destruction stuff and yellow cake uranium. When that was proven untrue, the people, when those daisy cutters hit Baghdad, I mean, the first day, I mean, killed and children and shit. When that was proven untrue, shouldn't there be an arrest, like, immediately? Was anybody held responsible for that frickin' wanton lie? And it had to be. You know, you can say what you want, but when you're yellow cake uranium, you're coming up to claim it. Somebody lied, didn't they, if it didn't exist? Did anybody ever get in trouble for that? For what was done to the Iraqi people for no goddamn reason whatsoever? Well, there was a reason. We know that. It's because our Jewish masters told us to go and bomb. Because, you know, anybody, there's only going to be one power in the Middle East. And I mean, you think about the goddamn gall here. They're setting, I mean, what's with the Israelis? I mean, if you want to, let's make the, how about we make the Middle East really safe? Israel, turn over your fucking nuclear weapons. We're bringing inspectors in. You built that, all that shit, in violation of international law. The same thing they're accusing Iran of. They did it already. But they got the bomb, and they don't want, they want to be able just to bully and beat down and take from anybody they want, and they want no opposition. The same reason they want us disarmed in this country, they want to take our guns, is the same reason they don't want the Iranians to have a nuclear bomb. Hell, you might could defend yourself against the kite bastard spineless sons of bitches and their proxy of the United States, huh? Beyond disgusting people, and beyond treason. I mean, just this one thing here, you got Rand Paul rattling this shit off. How come no arrests are being made? This is a, I mean, blatant violation of the procedures and the due process. You can't just hand power from, because, the, you know, the group of you get together who happened to be in the office, you weren't elected, we know that, it's all sham. But say you were elected. The group that got together just decided that we're just, fuck what the Constitution says, we're going to write it down on a piece of paper, we're transferring the war powers in our section of the Constitution without changing the Constitution. We're just going to, we're handing them over to the president. Because we think it's the right thing to do. Well, because that's what Tel Aviv told us we had to do. This goddamn, this sellout, son of a bitch in government, is owned, lock, stock, and barrel, 110%, every fucking one of them, including Rand Paul. Because this is just controlled opposition. There should be charges. There should be goddamn criminal charges. And not a lawsuit either. Criminal charges. That is a criminal violation of the goddamn founding documents of this country, plain and simple. But you're not going to hear him put it that he's going to mealy mouth around it like his daddy did for 35 years. He's going to mealy mouth around the fucking total violations, the spit in your face, the removal of your rights. He's going to mealy mouth around it and tell he's, you should keep me in office. I'm your advocate. You're nothing. You've never done nothing. You never will do nothing, just like your daddy. That is simply breathtaking. Previous AMFs have never included Associated Forces, and with good reason. Yet the Kane Corker, I mean, Associated Forces, they can, this is blanket, just, they're turning over the war powers from the legislative to the executive branch without authority to do so. What hell, that shouldn't surprise us. Look what they've done to our Bill of Rights with zero authority to do so. I mean, anybody that expects that this shit is going to turn around or change or get anything but worse is a goddamn fool. Plain and simple. Or a goddamn Judeo-deadheaded Christian Tory traitor. Period. Let's see what we got here. Breathtaking. That was his Associated Forces with good reason. Yet the Kane Corker AUMF not only codifies military action against those Associated Forces, but by conservative estimates, authorizes war in over 20 nations. Just a blanket, just they can't do it. That was not their responsibility. To say they've gone on beyond their authority is laughable. Your local goddamn municipality is so far beyond what the federal government power was ever supposed to be. It's insane. What we look at today is completely insane. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We'll get back into this when we turn.
Secret safe with the NSA.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time, and that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. Shit. Man, people. I mean, every day we see the outrages. We're looking. I mean, Rand Paul, Congress moves to give the president unlimited power, war powers. Now, does Rand Paul, I mean, I've got a high school education. You know, I've read this house full of books. But I've got a high school education, and I know better than this. This was taught in fourth fucking grade, guys. How, you cannot do this. This is goddamn treachery at the highest. I mean, this, what you got? You see, it wasn't even through the representatives, I mean, to change the body of the goddamn government. It had to go right down to the local levels and shit, man. You had to have ratification of the states. There's just a handful of them. They've taken over. I'll tell you what. You look around you. Everything you see around you, none of it belongs to you. None of it. It belongs to the Israelis. The Israelis are the predominant power in the United States. A foreign government is the predominant power in the United States of America. I mean, this ain't me. This is just what it says. This is what everything says. I mean, Netanyahu says that he wants the goddamn these treaties removed. It's removed. And Netanyahu wants to go to war. He's already got the goddamn acquiescence of the Senate of this United States to take our goddamn military forces into an offensive war against his enemies. Is this our country? I'm here to tell you it ain't. Should Congress declare war? Absolutely. There are places we will need to be at war. Should we be having this debate at this time? See, this is talking. What are we talking about? It's like when they go to attack our Bill of Rights. We need to have a conversation about this across the country. We need to have a conversation about should Congress be able to alter the Constitution without going to the states, without going through the ramification or the ratification process? Well, yeah, we know it's completely illegal, but can we have a conversation about this? And after the conversation, we'll turn around and do it. It's kind of like, you know, you used to have power in your local governments, man. You could go down to your town hall, you know, and you could straighten shit out if you knew the law. But now it's just you get a comment. You can comment. Then we go in the back fucking room and we do as we damn well please because we rule you. Government of, for, and by the people, my ass. In fact, that's a song we should have put on the break there. Oh, man, debate. We should be having this debate at this time. This is outright treachery. Blatant in your face. Every American, I mean, but goddamn, man, I guess people can't understand the most simple of shit that was taught to me in the fourth frickin' grade. But this Kane Corker AUMF is not the answer. Simply put, it provides even more expansive war-making authority to the executive branch without changing the Constitution, which says it's all the power is in the legislative branch. Then the status quo. Well, it's just status quo. Right now, the war powers he's operating under are violations of the goddamn Constitution in the legislative and the separation of powers. It is. It just is. They didn't change it lawfully. They just did it. They broke the law when they did it. It's like when they're letting all these foreigners in. They're breaking the law. And you know what? What are you going to do about it? If this AUMF is passed, Congress will have chosen to make itself irrelevant on the issue of war. Now, the Congress will have chosen to change see, this son of a bitch, he knows this. I guarantee you, he knows exactly what this is, just like his daddy did. No, what the Congress will have chosen to alter the Constitution with zero authority. Well, like I said, look what they've done to our Bill of Rights. Zero authority to do it. Zero authority to do this. They do not have the power. Has broken down in the power. If you don't want to serve the power of that office, you have to vacate it. You can't just say, I'm going to transfer power over here, change the whole goddamn makeup of the government because a handful of us decided to do this. A handful of us owned by the fucking Israelis. Current use of force without congressional authority is limited by the War Powers Act. That was an alteration of the goddamn Constitution without ratification of the states. It was. It was unlawful. It still is to this day. They used it to remove our common law courts and our goddamn Bill of Rights, people. No authority, not even in the Constitution. In fact, not only did the Bill of Rights forbid it, the Constitution itself forbade it. And they're just going forth. I mean, anybody that thinks that this is going to somehow self-correct is completely out of their minds. Powers Act to national emergency or imminent attack. No more. And see, that wasn't in the Constitution. If you wanted to change that part of the Constitution, you would have had to go through the ramification process. They didn't. They just did it. They're telling us that there is nothing that binds them. There is nothing to keep them from doing anything they want. There is no law in this country. There is just arbitrary persecution of the people with zero authority, spreading this federal tentacles out across the lands. I mean, this is the admiralty. This is what the people back in 1775 came out and shot them right in the fucking face and said, you're not going to do. Kane and Corker, you ever seen that son of a bitch, Kane? This guy here is going to do that goddamn pervert. And this Corker would forever allow the executive unlimited latitude in determining war. That's a change of the Constitution without ratification. Why isn't this son of a bitch saying that? Why aren't they saying it on the goddamn mainstream yapper channels? Why aren't they saying the obvious, people? Because you're just supposed to look over the obvious and say, shit, I guess the president can declare war now. No, he by God can. He does not have the authority. And these son of a bitches are committing treason by handing their authority over to another body of the government that can't have it, according to the document. Henry, go ahead.
Henry, they're all part of it.
Oh, of course they are, Katie. Man, I don't know. I get breathless. I get frustrated. This is so goddamn... I mean, this... But I'm saying... I don't know. Maybe they'll have Napolitano up and you go, yeah, that's constitutional. Now, okay. Oh, okay. Go ahead then. Shoot me. Oh, mercy. Under this bill, Congress could only disapprove of war, turning to the Constitution on its head. Telling you, right here, I mean, but won't say the words, that they are altering the Constitution unlawfully. That's what they're doing. It's not turning the Constitution on its head. You are altering that document unlawfully. There's a written procedure for the authority to alter that document. You are not following. Well, it's just like the procedural due process guaranteed us as people in the Bill of Rights. Oh, this is our new process for doing it that we made up and wrote down on a piece of paper. Do you see it, people? Constitution on his head. Even worse, any resolution of disapproval could be vetoed. You mean if somebody was going to go against it? Wait, I guess that the president's going to sign this too and give himself the power. When that son of a bitch knows it's a violation of the law, every one of them knows this is a violation of the Constitution as it was written. Not that it matters anymore. They have usurped the goddamn body politic of this country. They have removed our goddamn founding documents from being anything relevant. Meaning 2/3 of the Congress would need to disapprove of a war. So now they've turned it right on its head. Rather than 2/3 of the Congress having to approve a war, 2/3 would have to disapprove of a war. But that's what our masters in Israel want. They want to absolute control. This goddamn thing, this Constitution, the Bill of Rights is really getting in their frickin' way because they detest us as individuals. They hate us as a people. But that Bill of Rights, it disgusts them. Now this goddamn red tape and that Constitution stuff getting in there. Move it. Remove it. Remove it. Goyim. Rather than a majority to approve of one. See? Turned 180 degrees around. That is bullshit. They cannot... Well... They've done it, people. They have usurped your Bill of Rights, right? Your Constitution. This is blatant in your face usurpation of the goddamn founding documents of this country by a handful of fucking traitors and insurrectionists in this country. That's a huge, unwise, unconstitutional change. Oh, there we did it, guys. An unconstitutional change. But they're going to do it. And if they do this unconstitutional thing, if they violate that law, is there going to be any consequence? No, they're going to come up and Napolitano's going, oh, it could be constitutional, or it is unconstitutional, but they did it. There is no, see, that's what I talk about, the flawed document. There's no goddamn enforcement mechanism. Well, there was, actually. The people were the enforcement mechanism. Like I said before, if the common law, because that's why they had to remove our courts and our authority first. They had to remove because the people were the superior authority in this country once upon a time. We still are. By the documents and by our own will. But it should have been as simple as, you're going to do what? Who does this Corker guy? Kane and Corker, is that you over there? Yeah, you're under arrest. My name's Henry Shively. I'm arresting you for insurrection against my country. I'm taking you into custody. I'm going to prosecute you. We got to the district court. No. We're going right down here to the local municipal court. I have rested jurisdiction over you because your decisions affect me right here where I am, you son of a bitch. Now you're going to go down here in Klamath County Jail. There you are. Until I can, and we're going to indict you tomorrow because we're going to have a grand jury. I'm just going to take this goddamn revealing paper you just gave here, this article on this, and we're going to see, well, goddamn, it says right here, unconstitutional. You knew it was unconstitutional. You did it anyway, didn't you? Well, my buddies, I don't give a fuck about your buddies. We're going to talk to 12 of my people. 12 American nationals are going to sit in the goddamn jury box. I'm taking you into a court where you don't own the judge. The judge works for the people. He's elected by the people. He has no power. He sits there and makes sure the procedures are followed. That's all. This is my power, buddy. Mr. Corker, Mr. Kane. This is Henry Shively's power. The power of the people. I'm taking your ass in there. I'm going to prove that you attempted to goddamn usurp the Constitution of the United States to 12 people. They're going to convict you because there is, it's prima facie. I got this one easy. And once they convict you, your ass is going to be hung for goddamn treason against my country and my people. That was the check and the balance, people, the ultimate check and balance. That's why under the War Powers Act and the Trading with the Enemies Act, that's why our courts had to be removed and our authorities removed. Our jurisdiction to prosecute was removed from we the people. Now, everything that they get, they have to get from us. They can't have something we don't have or else we couldn't grant it. And we've always had the power of arrest, people, but they twisted it and turned it with their attorneys, and then they worked that goddamn admiralty administrative law and put it in place and just removed your goddamn power and your authority and your courts. And if you want something from a court, you got to go ask them. Really? That was not what it's supposed to be. That is not what it is supposed to be today. And people, we got to fight. There is no, you cannot fix this. There is no remedy other than war. Against it, to remove these goddamn traitors, this goddamn occupation from our country, this Israeli Zionist controlled occupation from our country. That's the only recourse we have. Anybody has another recourse, I want to hear it right now. I want you to tell me how you're going to fix this. Is somebody in the government going to enforce the Constitution? Is that what you're thinking? Is that what you're thinking? It's a unconstitutional change. They're telling you about it. The founders left the power to make war in the legislature on purpose and with good reason. They recognized that the executive branch is most prone to war. The Kane Corker AUMF would completely abdicate Congress's power under Article 1. It would remove Congress's power. It would change the Constitution and remove Congress's power just with goddamn simple legislation from a handful of goddamn Zionist-controlled talking heads in Washington, these fucking politicians. It would remove Congress's power under Article 1 and transfer it to the executive branch without a ratification, without any kind of goddamn even proposal for a ratification, for a change in the Constitution, for an amendment to the Constitution. No amendment process, people. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds like they're just going to get it on paper. It's because they have been doing it. I mean, Congress hasn't been declaring any kind of war.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? They've been, you know, doing these things overseas, and you know, no declaration of war or anything.
Well, they took our Congress's authority, Congress's power to mint money. That was assigned to Congress, and they turned it over to an international bank. Man, you talk about wiping out a part of the Constitution with there was no God. I don't remember any constitutional proposal for an amendment. Do you? No, they just did it. They wrote it down. That was the first one they got away with. And they let that, I mean, they laid low on that as they were eating out our substance for 100 freaking years. But now we're in the final stages of this. This is so bold as to be, I mean, this is in your face, people. I mean, you're getting ready to see.
It startles me that we're not in the streets right now hanging these guys. It does.
But it's because they've used the technology and they've used the indoctrination of the schools to get everybody running around in a circle. I mean, you just want to get through your week. I got to get this done and this done. Oh, I made it to the weekend. I can sleep for 5 minutes and get this done. This is how they got people running around.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's it, Katie. And then the people not seeing the levity of this. I mean, people have acquiesced their own, what it is. We were the original people who, right here you got the Congress surrendering power over to the executive. They took our power and we sat there and didn't do a damn thing about it. When they removed our courts, when the first common law court went down, that should have been war. That's telling you, back in 1933 when they took the gold. That told you, you cannot own property that the government can't take. There was never, they never had no such authority under any kind of pretense, because it would have been a violation of the Bill of Rights. And the Ninth Article says that power could never exist. Their power could never exist for them to take your gold. Why? Because the only way your gold can be taken is through that procedural due process in that Bill of Rights. And they did not provide you that procedural due process. They wrote it down on a goddamn piece of paper and just enforced it with might.
Yeah.
Like I said, the Constitution, I don't want to hear nobody else talk about it. I mean, explain this to me, how your goddamn Constitution works here, people. This isn't even in the open subject matter of for the public good or public welfare or for the Commerce Clause. This isn't even in that realm of where they've attacked it and just tore it to pieces in other places. This is straight up saying we're going to change Article 1 of the Constitution without going through the amendment process.
He's acting as a dictator, and that is scary that people are not just freaked out. I'm freaked out
because I don't know. People just, it's like they've got the people thinking that they're just so separated from it. You know, all these foreign wars, there's all these wars where you just heard about it on the TV and you know, goddamn prices went up or something. Maybe somebody lost some relatives or shit, you know, and they'd play all that, the hero game and all that bullshit. Wait, this is really the first time this shit is really coming home to roost, people. It's going to come right into our home. They're going to come for these guns. Make no mistake. They can't continue down this road, and they know it. This is telling us that the Constitution is meaningless. Anything in it they don't like. I mean, they don't need no ratification, but there is no safeguards. The safeguards have all been removed. The Bill of Rights has been removed. And now they're telling us, shit, we don't got to go through a ratification process. We'll just change Article 1 and we'll remove those powers over to the executive. A handful of traitors who could only exercise the power provided into that office by the people, the acquiesced power. Now they can't take that power and they can't transfer that power. It was given to that branch by we the people, but they're just telling us we the people aren't even in this equation anymore. We do what we decide we're going to do, and you just fucking live with it. That's what it's come down to, I swear you. Mm-hmm. Handing war-making power from Congress to the executive branch is not an exercise in congressional power. This is what this says. Handing war power, war-making power from Congress to the executive branch is not an executive congressional power. He's saying right there, they don't have the authority to do it, people. They can't do it. It's actually a violation. They're going directly against the constitutional law, right in your face. It is the final and full abandonment of that power. No, it's not an abandonment, you dirty. See, this is where Rand Paul, that dirty little son of a bitch, just like his dirty little son of a bitch and daddy. It's not an abandonment of the power. They have to vacate the office. The power doesn't vacate the office. The goddamn person does if they do not want to exercise that proper power within the confines of that contract. That's how it works. But see what and he knows this. But they've just abandoned it, so I guess it's okay. No, they can't abandon it. Because to abandon it in function is to change the Constitution without the ratification process. They think that they can just say a few lines like this and, I guess they can do it. And then Napolitano come up on TV and goes, they abandoned the power, so it is constitutional. You son of a bitch. No, it ain't. The contract says this power can only be exercised in the confines of this office under these circumstances. There's nowhere in there that says you can just, we can just transfer that power over to the president. You can't do it. You just can't do it because that office does not have the power to transfer the power. It just doesn't. But this is like I said, this is Rand Paul. Double speak, one out of each side of his mouth. He's going to be the guy that just goes right down there. I mean, you notice that, you know, for all the spectacular shit and people just thinking he's such a wonderful, what's he done? And you look around at old Ron Paul, 35 freaking years, and everybody, the great guy, man. He's honest, Mr. Good Guy, you know, a gold mine owner. Mr. Good Guy, what did he do? Nothing. He sat there and told you, we violate the Constitution every day. You have the power of arrest, sir. I have the power of arrest that you have allowed to be removed from me, sir. You goddamn sure, as a congressman, have the power to arrest somebody who's faltering the Constitution. You even going to call a point of order on it? I swear, people, it's gone. It is freaking gone. You fight or you ain't going to have nothing. I swear to you. Final full abandonment of power. It's wrong. This is the last words here. It's wrong. It's unconstitutional. And it should be stopped. Where is the freaking enforcement mechanism here, people? It was supposed to be these different branches of government weren't all taken over by the same Zionist-controlled group of people. So they really have no opposition between them. They're not representing the opposition of the people out here who do not want this, who say, hell no, you can't. You do not have my authority to change the Constitution. But see, they have removed themselves from that. It's not a body of people representing the people's different views around the country. It's just a little body of Zionist controlled. These son of a bitches are all owned by the state of Israel. You have a foreign government running your country. You can't call it anything else. I mean, just to say, we're going to change what? Who? Who's going to change what? Get ready to fight. If you want this country, you're going to have to take this country back. You've let it go. You have just sat on your ass and just let it go. Let me see. I don't want to do that one next. Let's see what we got here. Oh, I want to do the Nazi grab. I ain't got much time. I thought this was a good one. This is what's coming. Because we've established that Israel is the predominant power in the United States. This is what's coming to your country. It's called thought control. It's called thought control with God. I'm telling you, there's enforcement. Unlike your constitution for your nation, this shit, when it comes to America, there will be enforcement mechanisms in place to make sure you comply. Nazi grandma on the run after failing to start 2-year prison sentence term for Holocaust denial. This is from RT News. It was sent in by number one New World Radio for the discussion. I'm from the trends, and we're going to have to do this quick. An arrest warrant for an 89-year-old woman who failed to show up to begin her 2-year prison sentence for inciting the German people to Holocaust denial. Oh, you mean you're trying to convince your people of a different thought? Was issued by German authorities on Monday. I mean, this is coming. This is the kind of power they've already got here, people. I mean, they want to do it. They're doing it in some states, trying to make it so it's illegal to criticize the goddamn kikes that have taken this foreign government that's running your fucking country. Get ready. I mean, people, if this is gone, this is a done deal. Either you're going to have something or you're not, because they've already removed any pretense that you had anything. Anyways, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And I mean, anybody who talks to you about this shit, man, just lay it on them. You know, I guess that Constitution ain't worth the fucking paper it's written on. No enforcement in it. That is The Word from the Trenches.